floodwaters are receding slowly in the village of Tanana after the Yukon River crested at near record level yesterday. Julia Roberts Hyslop, acting executive director of the Tanana Tribal Council and lifelong Tanana resident, describes the flooding as major.
I've never experienced a flood, just high water that came over the road. Nothing like this.
Roberts Hyslop says the Yukon River crested 3 feet below the record level set in 1937. She says large chunks of ice floated into town and that roads and 20 to 30 homes have been flooded.
We do have families that are going to be displaced for a while. Probably 10 families are going to be displaced.
Roberts Hyslop says about 100 of the community's 250 residents evacuated before the flood hit Tuesday. She says the village anticipated trouble and was well prepared when the water rose.
People are starting to put their things up high. They got all of their food, you know, boxes ready. They had water stored. So I think we were pretty well organized and prepared.
A community meeting was scheduled for this afternoon to talk about cleanup and recovery. Roberts Hyslop says the Tanana Chiefs Conference and village leaders are in Fairbanks talking to legislators and government agencies about assistance. Water levels at Tanana began dropping after an ice jam downstream of the village released Tuesday. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says the jam backed up the same wave of meltwater that hit Eagle last week. That water and ice have flushed downstream. Ice was reported jammed in front of the village of Ruby earlier today. Ruby is situated on a hillside and not expected to flood, but area fish camps and cabins could be hit by high water and ice.